The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. The final one for 2023, I might add. It's the Trying Trust. Yeah, our last show of the year. Here on the Trying Trust, the Trying Trust is Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. Still, for another year running. And what do we got in store for you? Well, yes, rock and roll. And among other things. You know, being the last show of the year, I thought maybe we should tip our hat and salute some of our favorite people that we lost in the musical realm this year. People like, well, of course, great Shane McGowan, Scott Top 10 Kempner, Robbie Robertson. There's a whole slew of great folks we lost this year. And just tonight, or today, recently, mere moments ago, we lost Tommy Smothers from the Smothers Brothers. Always loved Tommy Smothers. You wouldn't have the Milk Carton Kids without the Smothers Brothers, you know? So we'll have a little Smothers action for you tonight, too. Amongst other stuff, there's always stuff going down here on the Twang Trust. You know, stick around for it. Stick around for stuff here tonight on the Twang Trust.
On this show.
You know, you guys are really too much, and I want to introduce you to the guys individually in the Who, because you never get to know their names. You know them as the Who. Everybody says Who, and you say, you know, what's your name?
Pete Townsend.
Pete, and where are you from, Pete?
London.
From London?
Yeah.
London where?
London, England.
Hey, where'd you learn to play, you know, that's a wild style of playing. Where'd you learn to play the guitar like that?
That was bowling.
Yeah, I could tell. Now we move right along. Right over here. And you're
John.
You're John?
John.
And you're from
London, sir.
From London too?
Yeah.
And you must be Roger.
I must be.
Who are you?
Yeah.
You're Roger?
I'm Roger.
And where are you from?
Oz.
Roger. Here's Roger from Oz. And over here, the guy plays the sloppy drums. Follow the yellow brick road. What's your name?
Keith.
Keith?
My friends call me Keith. You can call me John.
Okay, John. I just soon call you Roger. Roger from Oz. What's the next song you're going to do?
My Generation.
your generation.
Yeah.
Well, I can really identify with that because I really identify with these guys. I dig them. And this is a... you know, you got sloppy stage hands around here. Okay, that's enough! They're going to sing My Generation. This song really goes, and you're going to be surprised what happens because this is excitement. And hit it. My Generation. Borrow your bass for a minute.
Oh, try to refrain from violence during the holiday season. Could you guys? That was The Who live on the Smothers Brothers show, 1967. Smashing stuff up like they did. Those kids. Don't know what they're doing. They'll grow up someday. Welcome to the Twang Trust, our last show of the year. Yes. And we wave so long to Tommy Smothers today. Very sad. The Smothers Brothers, they were both still around, but they hadn't actually performed in quite some time. I always loved the Smothers Brothers as a kid. And then, you know, you grew up and you appreciated them as an adult. And then I got into music and, you know, I mean, they were more of a folky thing. But you started to learn a little something about them, and you know, you really had to respect them on an integrity level. in a big, big way. You know, they actually got fired from their TV show, which was extremely popular because they were doing things like speaking out against the Vietnam War and stuff, and doing so in an intelligent and humorous way, which, of course, is the way you actually get truth across, better than, you know, pretty much any other way. So yeah, they got shut down in a big way. And there was even talk of them actually starting to perform again this in the new year. And yeah, and then the sad news came down today about Tommy. And Tommy was a big yo-yo guy, too. I don't know if you knew that, but yeah, check him out on the YouTube. There's all kinds of great Tommy Smothers yo-yo action. And so, yeah, you wouldn't have the Milk Carton Kids or Faye Webster these days, I don't think, if it wasn't for the Smothers Brothers.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo. God, that's beautiful. Do you feel anything? As I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all dressed in white linen, dressed in white linen as cold as the clay. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. I see by your outfit you are a cowboy too. We see by our outfits that we are both cowboy. If you get an outfit, you can be a cowboy too.
I'd like to tell everyone a Christmas story. The story of the Christmas bunny who went up to the North Pole to see Santa Claus.
Tommy, there's no such thing. You mean Easter bunny.
No, it was a Christmas bunny.
There's no such thing as a Christmas bunny.
There is so such a thing as a Christmas...
No Easter bunny. No Christmas bunny.
There is a Christmas bunny as surely as the brownies and the fairies that you dance with on the lawns at night.
Oh, yeah?
Now, he's the bunny. He's a Christmas bunny who colors all the eggs that people put on their Christmas trees to
make... People don't put eggs on their trees.
Some people do. They put colored eggs and jelly beans and...
Look, Tommy, I'm not going to argue with you. It's Christmas, and you could tell a Christmas story if you like, but please, try to tell the story straight. Now, there's no such thing as a Christmas bunny, so why don't you just say a little white bunny went to see Santa?
Because he wasn't a little white bunny. He was black and white.
Black and white?
He had one black ear and one white ear, and he lived down south, and he spent a lot of time just waiting around for Supreme Court rulings, you know?
Okay, Tommy, just go ahead and tell your story.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, the Christmas bunny put on his little red hat with the white fur because it's very cold at the North Pole, and he hopped on his motorbike and...
Wait a minute. Motorbike?
It's not a Harley, Dickie.
No.
I mean, it's just a little Honda.
Your rabbit rides a bike, right?
He's too little to drive a car, see?
Oh, yeah. Too little.
Yeah. So he cut down this Honda and he rides it. Well, he hopped on this bike and loaded up his colored Christmas eggs and started off for Santa's workshop up at the North Pole.
Hello? Anybody here? Is there anybody here? Hello? Oh, hello. I'd like to see Santa Claus.
You got a visitor's pass?
Oh, no, sir. I just came
up. You're not one of them hell's rabbits, are you?
Oh, no. I'm the Christmas bunny. Can I see Santa Claus?
Not often you see a rabbit on a cut-down Honda. Santa's pretty busy, son.
Yeah, but I have to tell him what I want.
Yeah, so does everybody else. Fill out this card and park in the D lot. It's building 3, data processing. They'll take your order.
Oh, thank you, sir.
That'll be 50 cents.
Oh, good morning, ma'am. I'm the Christmas...
Take a number.
But there's nobody waiting.
Take a number.
Okay.
What's your number?
43.
Well, sit down and wait. 43. Now, what's your number?
43.
May I help you?
Yes. I want to tell Santa Claus what I
want for Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Well, how'd you know?
You last-minute Charlies are all the same. If we hadn't installed that computer, we'd have paper enough to choke a reindeer. What do you want?
Well, I brought this catalog right here where it says, Peace on Earth, Goodwill Towards Men.
What's the order number?
315. But if that's too big an order, I'd settle for just the Peace on Earth part.
Why are the last-minute ones always the big ones? Here, fill out these forms and take them back to Mr. Gordon. It's the green arrows until you come to the red tape machine. I'll tell him you're coming. Mr. Gordon, I'm sending a rabbit with an order. It's an intangible.
Good morning. Say, aren't you the Easter Bunny?
No, I'm the Christmas bunny. Sometimes even my brother can't tell us apart, though, so don't feel bad about it. See, the Easter bunny is all white. I'm the Christmas bunny. I'm black and white.
Yeah, I see. All those rabbits look alike to them. Do you have your forms?
Here, sir.
Peace on Earth, huh?
Yes, sir. You see, every year I take out these colored Christmas eggs, but they don't seem to last. People put them on their Christmas tree, but right after Christmas they throw them away. This year, I want to give people something that'll really last.
No, I'll check. You didn't fill out your number here yet. Hello, Fred? Got the Easter...
Christmas.
I got the Christmas rabbit here.
It's Christmas bunny.
I've got the Christmas bunny here with an order number 315. Do we still have that on the shelf? Not much call. No. But isn't that the order the old man takes out every year? Yeah. No, we didn't put it on the red. I think it's on the green tape machine. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sending him to gift wrap. Thanks, Fred. Look, Bunny, this item, Peace on Earth, We don't keep it on the floor. You take this number to building 17A. That's gift wrap. And wait there until they call your number.
Number 744. Like this paper lady, it's got green dollar bills with a red background and it looks great with gold ribbon.
745.
Here.
You the one with the piece on Earth?
Yes, sir.
I hate to tell you this, but we can't wrap it.
Oh, that's all right. It doesn't have to be wrapped.
If you don't wrap it, you don't ship it.
Well, couldn't Santa Claus just put it in the back of the sleigh?
Come on, Shorty. Where do you put the to-from tag?
The what?
The to-from tag. If it's not wrapped, you can't put the tag on it to Mary from John or whatever your name is.
Well, I really don't care if people know who the gift's
Look,
from.
Kid, do me a favor. Go back through the book. Find a Barbie wardrobe or something. We can't handle this here peace on earth item.
Well, I really don't think a Barbie wardrobe would have the same effect.
Real bra and panties. Think about that. To Mary from John or whatever your name is.
No, I want the peace on earth.
Look, Bunny, don't be a troublemaker. We've got enough problems.
Is there something the matter here?
Oh, hi, Chief.
Wow, are you Santa Claus?
That's right, son. And if I'm correct, you're the Christmas Bunny.
I'm the Christmas Bunny, and I brought you these Christmas eggs for your tree.
Well, thank you. Now, what's the problem?
No problem, Chief. Little fella here wanted some 315, and it's a little hard to wrap.
It's right here in your catalog, sir. Peace on Earth. You see, this year I wanted to give people something besides these Christmas eggs. They don't last. People just throw them out after Christmas, but if you could give them a good, really good present from me...
Well, now, Christmas Bunny, let me tell you about that present, that number 315. You see, that was in the very first catalog that I sent out. Every year a lot of people ask for it, and every year I load it into the sleigh and I take it out. I'll do it again this year, and this year I'll tell them all that it's from you. But I must warn you, this gift is more perishable than your Christmas eggs, and it's far more fragile. It seems like people never learned how to take care of it. Why, even the oranges and lollipops that I give out at Christmas last longer than peace on earth. After all these years, Christmas Bunny, I've never found a way to make it last more than one day.
That's a very pretty Christmas story, Tom.
You really liked it?
Yes, Tommy, I really do. Uh-huh. And I know what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, I know what I want, too.
Don't worry, Faye Webster's fine. She's just really big into yo-yos, that's all. That was our Farewell to Tommy Smothers set here tonight on the Twang Trust. That was Faye Webster, her offering in 2023 called Lifetime. Beautiful little thing. Before that, the Smothers Brothers, just a little bit more Christmas fun for you. Little bit more joy here on the Twang Trust. Little leftover juggernaut action for you. The Christmas Bunny from the Smothers Brothers. We also heard from the Doughboys. No, not those Doughboys. No, not those other Doughboys either. It's the other Doughboys with a cover of an old Joe South song called Yo-Yo. The Osmonds had a big hit with that one too. Yeah. And started that set off with the Smothers Brothers and their take on Laredo. Yeah. Rest in peace, Tommy. So we lost all kinds of folks in the musical world this last year. Going to hear a few of them now. Starting off with a bit of a tribute to a very troubled soul who died this year at age 77, incarcerated, as he had been for quite some time, after he killed his mother in, what year? It says somewhere. He got 16 to life in 1983. He was seriously schizophrenic. And, voices in the head and all like that. But before that really got hold of him, he was quite a genius drummer. He played on George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. He was on Pet Sounds, for Pete's sake. Played with Duane Allman, Joan Baez. He was on Jackson Brown's Pretenders. He played with the Byrds. He even played on Burton Cummings' third album, Dream of a Child. If you want some local content, played with Gordon Lightfoot, John Lennon, Tom Petty even, and all sorts of folks. Derek and the Dominoes, maybe most notably, played on Layla. And our old pal Ben Vaughn wrote a song about him on his album Dressed in Black. This is Ben Vaughn and poor Jimmy Gordon.
Young Napoleon hid behind a fence. Seven bodybuilders wherever he went. I don't need to read about this. I don't need to hear about this. I don't need to know about this, but I do. And sometimes in the morning I think of poor Jimmy Gordon. Splashing in a pool, the man with the plan. Sounds in his head his cousin couldn't understand. I don't need to read about this. No, 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 no. I don't need to think about this. No, 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 no. I don't need to hear about this, but I do. And sometimes in the morning I think of poor Jimmy Gordon. Surfer's reflection shows his tired eyes, and just for his protection, a piece by his side. What a way to watch this dream die. I don't need to read about this. No, 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 no. I don't need to think about this. No, 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 no. I don't need to hear about this, but I do. And sometimes in the morning I think of poor Jimmy Gordon. Poor Jimmy Gordon. Poor Jimmy Gordon. Poor Jimmy Gordon.
Something on my mind. Won't somebody please, please tell me what's wrong?
You're just a fool. You know you're in love.
What do you say?
You got to face it to live in this world. You take the good, wow, the bad. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad.
One more time.
You know you love him. You can't understand why he treats you like he do, and he says.
such a good man. He's got me smiling and I should be ashamed. Got me laughing when my heart is in pain. Oh, now I must be a fool, but I'll do anything he wants me to. Now how come
you're just a fool? You know you're in love.
Tell me one more time.
You got the face it, the living is fine. You got the good. Why are you so bad?
I'm so happy.
Happy and sometimes you're sad.
One more time.
You know you love him. You can't understand why he treats you like he do when he's such a good man.
First time in 1966 that we've had the Yardbirds on the show. I wonder what New Year resolutions they made. Come on over here and tell us.
You can ask all of us this.
Yes.
So we'll figure something quick, you know.
Yeah. Right, but you first, Keith.
I don't think I'll eat so much. And also, I think I'll make better records for the folks.
What a good idea. Paul?
I shall try and enjoy myself more next year.
You mean this year, don't you? Okay, what about you, Jeff?
Oh, I shan't alter at all. My resolution is to keep on the way I am at the moment.
What a splendid fellow. And Chris?
Oh, I think I'll stop smoking and drinking so much.
Well, for a non-smoking teetotaler, that shouldn't be too difficult. And Jim?
Oh, I want to learn to play the bongos as well as you.
You must be joking. You know very well that you're a better man than I.
That he wears, and can you tell a man?
darling, you send me, darling, you send me. I know you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do.
Honest you do, honest you do.